Yay! Hi, lovely people. How are you? I hope you're well, taking care of yourself, keeping safe, trying as much as possible to stay sane, as much as things around us can make us go crazy. But yeah, we need to be sane and healthy and okay. How are you? How have you been? Please, I hope you're fine and holding up well. Kama ke, kama kawaida. This is your girl Ndaibolo with another episode of a better version of yourself or a better version of myself. Ourselves. Yeah? Okay. First of all, I'm really, really sorry I wasn't able to post another episode. I wasn't able to publish one last week. Technical issues. But don't worry, I'm working on these things. Very soon I will not be having such issues. Hallelujah. I hope you're well though. And guess what? I'm really excited. I'm so happy. You guys are amazing. You guys are the best. We are over 500 plays. I mean, what I'm trying to say is this. Our podcasts have been listened to over 500, more than 500 times. Like, imagine. Like, imagine. Yeah, if you don't see the reason that excites me, that is so exciting to me. Wow, you guys are amazing. You are the reason why I keep doing this, and I am so happy, and thank you for your encouragement, your ideas, your suggestions, your feedbacks. These things are meaningful. They give me a reason to be able to do this podcast every other day, and I'm so grateful. I'm really grateful. Like, yeah, that thing has made me think about great things that I'm planning, and I'm gonna be telling you about them very soon. So thank you so much, guys. Really, I'm grateful. If it is your first time, welcome into this beautiful, beautiful, lovely, lovely family of a better version of myself, where we talk about everything and anything that concerns our life that will help us become better people physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, socially, and of course mentally. So you are in the right place. It is a journey that we are walking. Nobody is there yet. Nobody has figured out everything, so we're figuring out together. So here I'm just going to be giving you tips on how to work about things and how to go about some things. Yeah. And remember, you are able to give me insights and ideas. I talk about everything. And like I say, this season we're going to talk about self-awareness, self-esteem, self-confidence, things that will help us have good, beautiful relationships, how to take, to go to move out of toxic relationships, and what we can do and such like things. All right, so don't go anywhere. Keep it locked. Welcome back. Listen, you will never know who you were unless you shed who you pretend to be. We tend to pretend. Whoa, 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 wait. Did you just hear that? We tend to pretend. Man, anyway, sorry about that. You'll never know who you are unless you shed who you pretend to be. So we don't pretend to be people that we are not. We are trying to impress people that we don't need really to impress. In a world that we live right now, it's so much about a facade. We very few people are themselves because of the pressure outside here. You want to impress people, you want to please people. You want to live a life that really is not yours, you know, all these things. And let me tell you, when you do that, you'll never know who you are. And people will never get to love who you are, because sometimes that person you're hiding is much more better than the person that you're pretending to be. Most of the time, that's the reality. Because when you're pretending, and then someone gets to know the real you, and they're like, whoa, wait. Why do you have to keep on this face that is not real? And as much as there's a pressure, don't allow that pressure to get to you. I know it's easier said than done, but wait, why would you kill yourself trying to impress people that really don't know you? People that some people out here are just full of bile. People are mean. People are angry, bitter. I mean, they don't care. Whether you are you, whether you're not you, they will say what they think, or they will say what they feel, which is not nice. They're going to be nasty. I always say, you'd rather be nasty to the real me than to the person I'm pretending to be. Because again, when they find out who you are, my friend, it becomes even more worse. So look, don't try so hard. Work on being your real self. Stop pleasing people. And by the way, pleasing people is actually when you if you excuse me, if you realize that you're a people pleaser, please seek counseling, because this is a, I don't want to say it's not a condition, but it's a problem. There's an underlying issue why you become a people pleaser most of the time. So it's very important that you go through therapy sessions to be able to understand why you're doing this. It's different to be kind and nice to people, and it's also different when you are a people pleaser. Okay? It's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not. Who you are, because you know when you pretend, it's because you think who you are, the real you is not. No. When you're pretending, it's because you're thinking you're not good. You're thinking you're not the best. You're thinking you're not beautiful. You're thinking you're not smart. It's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not. Okay? And it's very important that you realize the thoughts that we speak to ourselves, the self-talk that we always have, really affect us, really affect our growth, affect our environment and everything that we do. Because what you tell yourself, you power, words have power. And you can imagine, if words have power, what about the thoughts? Because for those who, of us who are born again, and okay, not necessarily born again, if you read the Bible even says, as a man thinketh, so is he. It's what you think from the heart, that is what you are. So imagine what you think about yourself. If you think that you're defeated, if you think that you're not worthy, if you think that you're useless, if you think that you're not capable of doing something, that is what you're telling yourself. But in the real sense, that is not the truth. If only you would allow your thought to have positive self-thought, positive self-talk, you would realize how brilliant, how powerful, how amazing, how gorgeous, how talented you are. Okay? Let me tell you, self-awareness helps you to get familiar with your behaviors and thought patterns so that you can work in a more efficient manner. So you know, as you what you think you're not, that let me put it this way. When self-awareness brings you to the level of getting familiar with your behavior and your thought patterns. So when you're able to realize that I'm pleasing people and it's not the right thing, I'm pretending to be somebody that I'm not. When you're able to get to that level of realizing that, then you're getting to the level of self-awareness, because that is the only way you're able to know what is going on with self, within you and around you. Okay? When you start to be more self-aware, you will notice a desire to be responsible for your behavior, and this will help you not to project your insecurities on other people or blame them for any failures. You'll start being responsible to with yourself. When you do something, you'll accept that I did this and it is wrong, and I am responsible, and I will apologize and fix it. You will not blame other people for it. Most of the time, when something we do something, we are very quick and very fast to point fingers and say, so and so made me do this. When I make you angry, I'm not responsible of what how you talk to me in your anger. Yes, that's a reality. I did something and made you angry. Yes, but what you say in that moment of anger, it's not my responsibility. What you utter in that moment of anger has nothing to do with me, has nothing to do with what I did. Take responsibility of that, Don't say, I made you say that. No, I didn't make you say that. Yes, I made you angry. Yes, I did something wrong, but I didn't make you tell me what you did. All right. So with when self-awareness, you know, when you're aware of yourself, you're able to learn that I have to take responsibility of my failures. I have to take responsibility of my actions. You know, I cannot project it on another person. And listen, it is very important to have an idea of your own character, values, and motivations. In the absence of self-awareness, you find yourself being guided by this desperate need for external validation. You remember when I started, when I said pretending to be someone you're not? It's because of that need for external validation. Excuse me. You don't believe in yourself. You have to be told things. Listen, external validation is good. It is good in various different occasions, but you don't have to be so desperate for it. First of all, that is why I'm going to talk about self-love at some point. Self-love is important. You tell yourself these beautiful, lovely things, and you keep on saying it until it becomes part of you. To the point where when people don't tell you that, it doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect your mood. It doesn't affect how you do things. It doesn't affect how you relate with people. And that is self-awareness. You know who you are. You have an idea of your own character. You know, I am, when I get angry, I say very ugly things. I'd rather not be saying anything in anger. When I am frustrated or anxious, this is what happens. I will try as much as possible not to be in an anxious mood. You know, like, you are aware of your characters. You are aware of your values. Do you have values? Do you know your values? Do you have principles? These are some of the things that self-awareness help. When you are aware of yourself, you're able to know these things. You know, like, you have your own values. Nobody will force you to do something that you're not comfortable doing. And your motivations, what motivates you, all right? What keeps you going when things are low? What is that one thing that will, you know, that if I do this, this is what is going to help me out. So those are some of the things that self-awareness help you with, okay? And because this is a very huge topic, again, I cannot exhaust everything today, because I like keeping it short and simple, all right? One thing I want to mention, people who lack in self-awareness are often shocked by their own behavior, because they're like, did I do that? Did I really do that? Yes, they're not aware of their characters. So they're kind of shocked with their behaviors. When they do something, when they sit down, they wonder if that was really them. Most of them are defensive. Most of them are unable to spend time alone. They need external validation. They need that environment of other people. Don't get me wrong, it's different to be an extrovert, and it's different from somebody who really cannot spend time alone. There are those people who cannot, like, stay alone, literally. Something is not right. You need to learn how to spend time alone. You need to love spending time alone. During those moments, you're able to learn so many things about yourself. You're able to reflect. You're able to learn. You're able to meditate. You're able to, you know, value and criticize and encourage and do these things to yourself, all right? People who lack in self-awareness are abusive. Yeah, most of these people are very abusive. And they are so bad at self-assessment. They cannot really assess themselves well. If they were told to assess themselves, they will not be in a position to do that. They cannot be able to do it. Yeah, so it's very important to be self-aware. Self-awareness gets you to the point of understanding who you are and what you can take, what you cannot take, what makes you tick, what what you want in a relationship, because you know your values, what you want in a relationship, what works for you, what doesn't. You're able to put your feet on the ground that this is what I can do and this is what I cannot do. You won't be pushed around to do something because you know yourself very well. You know your values, you know your principles. And it's important to always have principles and values. You just don't go, you don't flow like a river. You don't just flow. Yeah, you need to. And even a river, I mean, they have those channels. It gets to a point where if it's flowing right, it's on the right direction. It doesn't matter what happens, it will keep flowing on the right direction. So yeah, you need to have values and principles that guide you. You need to know your character. I'm angry, I'm reckless, I'm clumsy, I'm quiet, I am moody, I am hyper, I am loud, I am these things. And it's nothing wrong. Actually knowing who you are, being aware of yourself, being aware of things that trigger you is very important. Because now when you're in a relationship, you know how to handle some things, right? You're able to express yourself to your partner and they're able to see you from a different angle and they're able to understand you in those moments when things are going on. What can you do to be more self-aware? Okay, let me tell you something. Like with myself, there's a time I'm a mother, for those who don't know. And when I gave birth to my daughter, this is something that so many people don't know, very few do. When I gave birth to my daughter, it wasn't a planned pregnancy. So when she came, I think I was a bit resentful. For a few years, those are some of the things I came to realize later when I started being aware of myself, because I realized I wasn't giving her the love and attention that she needed. I think when I got pregnant and I was scared and worried and there was so much going on at that particular point, I didn't know how to love her. I didn't know how to treat her different. I realized I was still, even after birth, I was still very angry with her. I would project my anger towards her most of the time. And I didn't know how to show her love. I didn't know how to be affectionate. I didn't know how to, you know, give hugs. And genuinely, you know, I would give us hugs. Yeah, she's my daughter, so I'm going to give it. But it was never genuine. It was never from the heart. Yeah. And that is one thing I was aware of a little later. And yeah, I really felt bad. It broke my heart. I really felt bad. I don't know how to express it. I was devastated. I regretted. I had a lot of regrets, but I thank God because I was able to learn that early enough to be able to rectify it before it was too late. And I'm really thankful because now I know better. I was able to now even treat her siblings better. And I'm really, I've been working so hard to mend that relationship because I didn't want it to get to the point where she's growing up and it's affecting the way she relates with other people, the way she talks to other people, the way she treats, or because now most of the time we project what we learn. So yeah, I didn't want it to get to that point. So yeah. That is something that happened with me that, yeah, I'm glad I was able to be, when I get to the point of self-awareness, I was able to be alert to learn that. So how do you get more to be more self-aware? You keep a journal. You keep a journal. I know not everybody's a fan, but it helps. It actually, a journal helps with self-discovery. You don't have to write a whole page. You don't have to write a whole book. Yeah, you just need to note down key things, your feelings, your emotions. You know, you just have to write down what you're experiencing at that particular time. Because most of the time, when you go back to read these things, and you're like, yeah, you're just dropping all over the place. So yeah, keep a journal. And another thing is control and monitor your reactions. Because let me tell you, thinking before you react to something that was said or a situation is a matter of self-control and self-discipline. Most of the time, like I said, you remember, I did something and you get angry. You should take time to to analyze, internalize, look at the situation before you say something or before you react. That is some level of maturity, some level of self-control and self-discipline. It really takes a lot to get to that point. And I wouldn't say I'm perfectly there, but I would give myself like 90%, because most of the time I realized you can never see, and you can never take back the words you spoke when in anger. You don't. And most of the time those things we speak out of anger are horrible words, painful, hurtful words. You know, I usually say, if you are the one, if I could record what you're saying out of anger, and then I give them to you to listen when you're calm, you'll be shocked. Most of the time, what we say out of anger, out of anxiety, out of fear, when you listen to them, like, wait, was that is me? Those are my words. Yes. So it takes, when you're able to control and monitor your reactions, yeah, it will help, because that is part of self-control and self-discipline. You need to let go of pride. I hate pride. I hate people who are full of pride. I hate people who are full of themselves. They don't care. They are. Kindness is part of me. Kindness is my life. Kindness is my mantra, by the way. Kindness. Show kindness to people. Show kindness to people, no matter how bad they are behaving. Just be kind. Maybe you're the only person in their entire life who has been able to be kind to them. They don't know what kindness is. Some people don't know what love is. Some people don't know what sincere being taken care of is. Somebody caring about you. They don't know what that is. Some people don't know what kindness is. You show it to them, actually, they're even shocked. They're like, they would even think you have ill intentions, because they've never been shown kindness. So be kind outside here. People are going through bad things. As much as you yourself, you're going through something, people are going through issues, my friend. Crazy things. So let go of pride, because self-awareness also includes noticing how your words and behaviors affect other people. They affect people. Your words and behavior affect the people around you, people within you, people you interact with, people that you meet. So let go of pride. And that is something that you need to work on. And actually being aware that you're pride, and knowing the fact that you're pride takes a lot of courage also. And knowing that I'm full of pride, I need to work on this. Congratulations if you get to that point. Because also it takes someone who is full of someone who is kind enough to understand that. Okay? Be willing to become a better person. And that is why we are here, because we want to become better people. Yeah. Change is never easy. First you have to recognize areas you can improve upon. That is why we are here. Like I said, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, and even socially. Then be willing to change. It's a daily mental effort. Change is a daily mental effort. It's not something that happens instant. It's a process. There are those days you feel like, yes, I'm there. And then, yeah, it boom, you're like, am I relapsing? No, you're not. It's part of growth. You know, you grow up, down. The curve has to go up, down, till to the point where it's stable enough. So, pick one relevant suggestion and practice it as best as you can until it becomes second nature, then add another. Like, when you realize I'm full of pride, pick it up, work on that. Practice as best as you can until it becomes, until that is out of your system, and you know, start acting kindness, start practicing kindness and being part of it. If you realize that you are full of anger, you practice calmness and being able to control your anger and have self-discipline to the point where it becomes your second nature, then you pick something else. Because like I said, it's a journey. Today you realize that this is what I need to work on. You work on it, you work on it to the point where you're good, and then you realize there's something else. So you pick another thing. So that's why I always say it is a journey. You're never there yet. All right. And remember, doing it slowly doesn't mean that you're lazy or unwilling. Trust me, it ensures that you are dedicated to making lifestyle changes that will last. The fact that you've even appreciated the fact that this is what I need to work on and you started doing it, it might be slow. So remember that it's not lazy or unwilling. It doesn't mean that. No. The fact that you're doing it, it ensures that you are dedicated to making lifestyle changes that will last. All right, that will help you become a better person, that will help you become more self-aware to yourself. So guys, that is enough for today. I'm gonna pick it up next week, and thank you so much for listening. Please share it. You see, we are over 500 plays, and 50% of that is from people who, you guys who are often here like every other moment. 50% are from totally new guys, so congratulations, and thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Have a lovely week, and God bless you, and I wish you all the best. I wish you that things will go well for you this week, and I pray that whatever you desire will come to pass. All right, take care of yourself. Bye bye.